We've been talking about the Chorban Bayis Rishain, the Chorban Bayis Sheni, the Asara Harugei Malchus, the martyrs of the Chorban, even the individual stories of the death of Yoshiyahu HaMelech and the son and the daughter of Rabbi Yishmael. But now, in 29, we're moving to a new subject, but it's all connected. And Tisha B'Av is regarded not only as the day of mourning for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, but as the day of mourning collectively for all of the tzaros that have befallen Am Yisrael. In fact, one of the kinos actually says, Ein lohaisif, we're not supposed to add extra days of mourning. So people sometimes say, why don't we have a fast for the Holocaust, the devastating Chorban of 6 million Jews? And the answer, Bekitzer, is we do have a fast for the Holocaust. It happens to be Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day of mourning because we recognize that when there is Hester Panim, when there is concealment of the divine, then tragedies happen. There is evil in the world. Until God's presence is clear and understood and accepted, there is going to be tragedy. And therefore, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, which in itself was rooted in the lack of faith in Hashem's divine promise of Eretz Yisrael in the desert. Because remember, Tisha B'Av became the day of Chorban, because the Jewish people cried the whole night of the ninth of Av. That became the cornerstone of all tragedies. And Chavtes describes tragedies during the Crusades. The Crusade period is a very long time. It's the first Crusade was at 1096, and really over the next 200, 250 years, there were a number of Crusades. The Crusades were the attempt by the Christians to technically conquer portions of the land of Israel, and at various times they were successful. They didn't conquer it from us because we were not the rulers of Eretz Yisrael at the time, but they conquered it from the Muslims. And to this very day, you go to Tzfat, you go to Akko, even in Yerushalayim, you can see various remnants of the Crusader kingdoms. But the Crusaders didn't just conquer Eretz Yisrael, in which they were fighting against Muslims. On the way, they did a little bit of collateral damage, such as wiping out whole Jewish communities in France and Germany. To give an example, the Mordechai, one of the great, great poskim, was actually, he and his whole family were massacred in what were called the Rindfleisch massacres, really part of the Crusades in Germany. In fact, historians have pointed out that the school of the Balei HaTosvos were both in Germany and in France, except the vast majority of the writings that we have are from the Balei HaTosvos in France, not in Germany, precisely because most of the rabbis of Germany and most of the writings of Germany were destroyed in the Crusades. And this is going to be an actual account written by a survivor of a great, great massacre in some German communities. And what is very interesting halachically is that there's actually a discussion in which the persecutors went over to the people and said, convert to Christianity or you will die. And of course, all of us know the halacha, that if a person is put to that ultimate test, a person is obligated to give their lives. But there's an interesting question that there's some indicators, both in this kina and in other sources, that parents sometimes actually killed their children in order to prevent their children from converting. And halachically, that's an enormously controversial machlokas, because it's one thing to say, give your life, let yourself be killed. It's a totally other thing to say, you can kill somebody to prevent them from converting to Avodah Zorah. Nevertheless, we can't deny it that although in the Rishayim, and again, you have to think about this, this is not an academic halachic discussion. This was Lamaisa. This was intimate, very, very practical. That there is an enormous machlokas whether this was permitted. There is no doubt that there were cases where this was done. Because for the children to go to Avodah Zarah would be an ultimate tragedy, and Chazal say, in a way that would be worse than death. But the fact that such measures had to be taken just reminds us of the bitterness of our Golus, the tragedies that we face, and that we connect every Chorban and every tragedy of Am Yisrael to the Chorban of Tisha B'Av. So this is going to be one. There are four or five piyutim that deal with the Crusades and the like. We're only going to do this one because this gives you a sense and a flavor of how Tisha B'Av also commemorates the other tragedies of Am Yisrael. Amarti shumeni b'vchi amarer mafshiv. Just want to point out how the lines of the piyutim are so rich in association. Towards the end of the piyut we just read, or the kina we just read, tipe damai achas liachas menuyos. The drops of my blood, may they be counted one by one. Think about this. Do you remember the service of Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood in various places, and he had to count it, right? One was an upward motion, seven downward, and we count it. Ka chaya moneh, achas, achas v'achas. What the Kina is saying is, may Hashem regard the blood of Am Yisrael that has been shed, like the Yom Kippur offerings of blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Just as that blood was counted, achas, achas, v'achas, may you count every drop of blood, and may that be a kapara for Am Yisrael. In fact, it is brought down that normally, you know, when a person dies, we wash the body, we take off the clothes, and we put on tachrichim, we put on the white burial shrouds. But it says that if a person died al kiddush Hashem, he was murdered because he was a Jew, he was murdered because he was keeping Hashem's will, you do not remove the bloody garments from his body. He is buried in those bloody garments because those bloody garments are a cry out to the Almighty to avenge his people and protect their honor. And it's a badge of honor that's not removed from a person. And that is the reference, may the drops of my blood be counted one by one, and may they be sprinkled on your garments. Again, the garments of Hashem refers to the paroches, the Kodesh of the Kodesh HaKadoshim.